Terrifying legends from the Amazon tell of Indian head shrinkers who would shrink an enemy's head to render the vengeful soul powerless. Piers Gibbon travels to the heart of the Ecuadorian Amazon jungle to reconnect with the tribe featured in the 1960s footage and once again find the aging warriors to understand the customs of head shrinking. Piers, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for inviting me.
First, let's talk a little bit about your background. You've done a lot of expeditions.
Well, yes, I think the reason National Geographic came to me for this one is because they had seen a program I made for British television called Jungle Trip, which was all about going into the tribes who live in the Peruvian jungle and use a particular hallucinogenic drink called ayahuasca. And so I went into the jungle and took way too much ayahuasca for Channel 4 in the UK. And I was taken on as an apprentice, and I swallowed a live millipede as part of an initiation ceremony, and I had holes burnt in my arm for frog poison to be smeared in. Oh, I had a great time.
Oh, my God.
Best vacation ever.
Yeah, that's a vacation for you.
Yeah, so Nat Geo said, you know, there is this footage that we've come across that is from the 1960s, and it's most of it, you know, hundreds of hours of footage from this explorer called Edmundo Bielawski, and most of the footage is just some normal kind of native people going about their business, hunting and gathering, but there's this little 10-minute sequence in there that looks like it is unique, absolutely unique view of a human head being dunked into a pot of boiling water in order to shrink it down to the size of a human fist.
Wow.
And obviously, National Geographic is a serious channel. They need to know, is this real?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And they want to know, who is doing this and why are they doing it?
I mean, how long of a trip was this for you to travel, you know, that far?
We were out there for about a bit more than a month, but the preparation took a long time, and we had researchers going over there and making contact. And this is crucial because it's a kind of lawless, paranoid area of the world, and therefore we had to make friends with the Shuar tribes people and actually get in there and start explaining to them that we were there to learn, and we weren't there to arrest anybody and drag them back to the International Court in The Hague or anything. It was just basically an anthropological learning experience. And also, we wanted to hear their story, you know, what's this about? Mm-hmm. But the thing that just turned the film into just the most amazing film I've ever been involved with is that we are carrying around this footage with us on a little battery-powered DVD, showing it to jungle clearings in the middle of nowhere. And then suddenly one guy leans forward and goes, hey, you see that guy with the scar on his stomach and that he's dancing around the pot with the spear? I recognize him. I can take you to the village where he comes from. Do you want to join me?
Oh, wow.
So, of course, yeah, we want to join you. We'll follow you to the ends of the earth. Let's get in the canoes. Let's go, go, go.
Uh-huh.
So we follow him to this tiny little jungle village called Tukupi. And, you know, I end up, so I highlighted my life, I end up in a little hut with a little battery-powered DVD player showing the footage with the man with the scar to his brother. This is the brother of the man on the screen. And this man's never seen a DVD player, or he's never seen his brother since he died a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking back on him in the 60s, taking part in a head-shrinking ritual, and he's saying, yeah, that's my brother.
Wow.
The healer. He was a shaman. That was his job. And it's like, oh. it feels like making an amazing connection back in time,
mm-hmm.
towards the time when these blood feuds were going on all around the place and heads were being shrunk on a regular basis.